Rockauto.com.
The following program is not intended for children. It contains mild language, violence, sexual innuendo, wink, wink, brief nudity, and deals with mature themes that some may find offensive. Parental discretion is advised.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho, the Ayatollah of rock and roll, and you are listening to WTR Sunday Night.
Welcome to Wrestle Talk Radio.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the evolution of online sports entertainment.
Where the fuck do you guys get off?
Wrestle Talk Radio.
It's not a pretty sight.
Breaking down everything in the world of professional wrestling.
The only thing missing on these guys are capes.
With your host, Tim Stein.
Look, man, I ain't falling for no banana in my tailpipe.
Mace.
I'm not taking any more of this shit from you.
Omega.
I am not listening to you.
And the producer, Sir Rocket.
I find out that I have, the Simplex 10.
Hey, this is the Rated R Superstar, a.k.a. Adam Copeland, a.k.a.
former WWE Superstar Shawn Michaels.
You'd be a fool if you don't check out WTI Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
That kid, you big fat sucker!
Behold the king. The King of Kings. There is only one. Time to play the game. Time to play the game!
And welcome to another edition of WTR Sunday Night Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. And if you hear that noise and it sounds familiar to you, it's a little 2002 in here right now. That's a very familiar shovel piling dirt on an entire WWE roster right now.
Oh, so beautiful.
I swear to God, Rock, I will find you. I will fillet your scrotum and grill it on a barbecue.
So beautiful.
We're going to have opinions about the Royal Rumble tonight.
Greatest Rumble ever.
Arguable.
Oh, this is going to be so much fun.
So I am the Omega, the be-all, end-all of our network. Joining me tonight, we have Mace.
Oh, and I thought I was salty with that result. My God, Omega, you put me to shame, but I love it. There have been phrases that we have banned tonight for a certain producer if he wants to have people left on his fucking show tonight.
I won't do it.
You have two other shows this week that you can use it all you fucking want. Just don't use it on this one.
Oh, the new era has begun.
You know, the last time Triple H took over, people walked out on the show, and I am not above that. And, as always, at the head of the table, we have the one and only Tim Stein.
Yeah, good evening, everybody. Welcome to another edition of WTR Sunday Night, the program where we will talk about DC's Legends of Tomorrow for the next 90 minutes.
That wasn't a bad debut for something that feels like a comic book version of Doctor Who.
You know what? It was a lot better than Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.'s debut. Well, I'll give you that.
Well, that's because it's the weird version of DC does good TV, can't do good movies worth a damn. Marvel does great movies, can't do good TV worth a damn.
They do good Netflix TV worth a damn.
Well, that's true.
Well, wait a minute. What's Marvel? What's on Netflix TV for Marvel?
Daredevil, Jessica Jones, Daredevil, both just got renewed for a second season, and
good.
We're getting Luke Cage and Iron Fist and the Defenders at
okay,
some point.
Okay, well, with those Netflix shows, they've got a little bit more freedom. They don't have to answer to the FCC so much as network.
Oh yeah. There are rampant F-bombs, violence, and sex scenes in these.
I quite enjoy Jessica Jones. It's a really good. It's darker.
Yeah, I've only made it like five episodes in. Good fucking God, David Tennant makes an evil villain.
Okay, well, if
I know, right?
In, yeah, if you're only five episodes in, we're not going to dwell on Jessica Jones too much. I marathoned the entire thing. Let me just say, if you weren't disappointed yet, you ain't gonna be. That's all I'm gonna tell you. Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. It's good.
People are probably wondering why the hell we're not talking about WWE's Royal Rumble.
Talk to Royal Rumble. The Royal Rumble is amazing.
Can we gag him somehow?
I'll tell you, the Royal Rumble had its moments. Not saying that they were good moments, but it had its moments.
Had a lot of good moments. A lot of good moments.
Yeah, you talking about it's because just one of those people that like to throw spaghetti against the fridge. Eventually, something's going to stick. And that's all I'm going to say without actually bringing it up, and you better not, because if you do, we all hang up. You can type it in the chat room what we're talking about, because we are not going to reference it and give it that kind of credence.
It's on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio.
Yeah, I figured you would tweet it.
Graphic and all. Anyway, talk about the Rumble. The whole show was really good.
Totally full of you, that's what you totally. Yeah, guys, gals, everybody, if you played along with the Royal Rumble, WTR's Royal Rumble, then you should know what your number was. I'm just going to say it figures. Right before my number came out, which was number 22, which happened to be Mark Henry, I'm thinking, watch, I'm going to miss Brock Lesnar, you know, having Brock Lesnar as my guy by one. Brock was number 20 fucking three.
Tonight a movement started. It was the Brian Bedford movement, because he won the Blame Rob Rumble. He was number 30.
All right, now some people might be wondering what you're talking about. That now, I told you it was just wrong.
Oh, hold on. If it's the Blame Rob Rumble, does that mean that he picked number 30 to die this year, or what?
No, we took the 30 people who have died so far this year, gave them all numbers.
This year?
This year. This month.
Which is, yeah, you know, like this year's not even a whole month old, and there are enough people
to fill
available
Rumble.
To fill the
well,
world.
Technically, cars. You know, plenty of people die per day for that.
Well, you know, famous people. I mean, yeah, you're going to have more than 30 people a day die on the planet. It's a, you know, a big planet. But still, you know what I mean.
But yes, Brian Bedford won the Blame Rob Royal Rumble. There's a new movement, the Bedford Movement.
Yeah. Well, congratulations, Brian Bedford. Your dead guy wins.
No, he's the dead guy who won.
Okay, congratulations, Brian Bedford. You won as a dead guy.
Anyway, let's talk about the show, because the show was cool.
Damn. You guys catch the exceedingly long pre-show?
Yeah, I did. Only because it was exceedingly long, because they've now got Jerry Lawler on there, and oh my god, that guy drains the energy out of everything.
Can we just talk about how over Damian Sandow was?
He was. The crowd was really digging him. We had the We Want Sandow chant yet again.
Yeah, I liked on Twitter before the show, Darren Young. Damian Sandow tweeted, I'm teaming up with he called himself Mr. 6 months off, teaming up with Mr. No Days Off. Cause that's how long Sandow's been gone from our TV. 6 months. And he's still got a bigger pop than anybody else in the Rumble, except maybe one guy.
Well, yeah. Maybe. But we'll get to that. What was the Ascension dressed in?
I don't know.
Holy cow.
I don't know. I was confuzzled.
They covered themselves in glue and ran into a rubber pile and then walked out.
It was just totally dumb to begin with that they gave them the Road Warriors gimmick to start with.
I don't think we can call it a gimmick. They gave them knockoffs of the outfits and kind of forgot they need a personality to go with them.
Well, yeah, that works. And that's kind of painful for me to actually agree with, because, of course, one of them happens to be a friend of mine. The former Apocalypse Stampede Wrestling World Heavyweight Champion. So, shite.
But yeah, it wasn't such a bad sort of eight-man clusterfuck as it was done on the tag team rules.
Yeah.
In the end, you had Swagger and Henry going over to claim the last two spots, three spots in the Rumble.
I can't believe that you actually got that right, Mace.
Yeah. I looked at it and went, yep, let's pick Mark Henry, who was announced in the Rumble earlier, and they said at one point in time, this will be Mark Henry's last chance at a Royal Rumble. I wonder who they're going to put in the Royal Rumble when they took him off the list later.
I had the Dudleys picked. And I think, yeah.
Poor Devon. Devon has yet to be in a Royal Rumble.
Mm-hmm.
Life goals. Enter the Royal Rumble.
Well,
life goals.
Majority of the picks were for the Dudley boys. Seriously, Henry and Swagger got, four out of everybody who played, WTR's Royal Rumble pick 'em this time around. Four people picked Henry and Swagger. One person.
Yeah, some very smart people.
One person picked the Ascension, and I'm gonna let you guess, Mace, who you think picked the Ascension.
Don't tell me it was Nick.
Oh, no.
Who picked the Ascension?
Omega, you wanna give it a shot?
No.
Okay. Subway.
Of course.
You know.
I'm sorry, was that question just a bit too obvious?
A little bit. A little bit. We had four people pick, Henry and Swagger. So there you go.
Absolutely amazing. So, anyway, apparently the Spanish announcers got shuffled off to the really small corner of the broadcast area, but the French crew had a whole ton of room.
Like, you see them all squished in a little corner, and then you have the two skinny white Frenchmen. They have this whole big table to themselves, and they're trying to fit the Spanish guys in the corner, and it's like, they have the same size table, but they're all just tucked in the corner, and French dudes are just really, really tiny, and they're just sitting there. It's funny.
Isn't that the way the French usually do it?
Yes.
Strange. But, like, when it's the French announced, was it going to, like, France or Quebec? Because you had two Quebecers.
I believe it was France. Oh, we'll get to this tweet in a bit. All right.
Somebody sent a tweet?
Oh, I just read a tweet. It deals with the Rumble. We'll talk about it.
Oh, you read a tweet?
Read a tweet, yeah. We'll talk about it.
Some people are amazed you can read it. I'm not one of them. I'm just saying.
I could say those two words that I'm not allowed to say. So
no, because I don't want to lose Mace for the rest of the world.
So you better move on.
So cut it out. Anyway, yeah, the main show kicking off the opening match, the Intercontinental title. It was a last man standing match, Dean Ambrose defending, against Kevin Owens. And, fun match. I enjoyed it.
They tore the house down, opened the show.
They absolutely did.
Literally.
Yeah, more ways than one.
Tearing up all sorts of bits.
Yeah, select parts of the house anyway.
But these two really put on a great match, just really entertaining the fans. And they sacrificed each other's bodies on more than a couple of occasions. A lot of chair work in this match.
Chair work, table work. These guys are going to be picking splinters out of their ass for a few weeks.
Yeah, the one thing that it just bugs me to see, and I don't know, this is just probably a personal thing, when in the course of the match, Kevin Owens got smacked with the chair and it wound up hanging around his neck.
I love that neither one of them gave a fuck and they just left it that way.
Yeah.
And Dean's lunatic enough to just start punching the damn chair.
He was banging it from left to right, right around Owens' neck. But still, something like that just bothers me that they would leave it on there for that long. And no, I understand that they probably had it all planned out and all that other fun stuff. But if he had tripped on one of the chairs in the ring and fallen the wrong way, he's another Darren Drozdov.
In the course of that match, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense, because Kevin Owens is supposed to be dazed as fuck. He's not going to have the coordination to pull a chair off of his head.
Yeah.
And there's no reason Dean's going to take the chair off his head either.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think you necessarily plan for a chair to open up and wrap itself around your neck.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a
Okay, because I've been to a carnival. I played ring toss. That shit ain't easy.
They rig that. They rig it. I swear to God, they do. It's not fair.
Oh, they absolutely rig it. So I firmly believe this is not something that happened in any planned way. So,
yeah.
Okay, yes, runs a risk if Owens is going to trip, but he's not demonstrated himself to be such a klutz. So they kind of went with it and went a more natural direction. I kind of like it that way, because neither one of them had any reason to give a fuck that that chair was there.
Well, you know, 15 years ago, I wouldn't have thought twice about it. Your perspective changes when you become either a parent or the charge of somebody a lot younger who's looking up to you, and you're responsible for the protection of this person. And so I blame the fact that I'm a father. Oh, my God. You're kidding.
No. But this match, like, that chair shot, oh, my God. I unfortunately, I've been the one that's delivered a chair shot like that to a friend of mine when we're in the ring. But yeah, fat guy flip goes through the table, you know, and he's dead. Kevin Owens is dead.
That's okay. Rob, see,
another one's happened.
At the very least, his spine is dead. That's the kind of spot that does start to bug me just a little bit, because it's very Chekhov's gun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you set up, for starters, it's been a long damn time since we've seen stacked tables.
Wait a second, are we that geeky that we actually use Chekhov's gun as an
It's a literary term, it's not geeky.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, long hair geeky.
Well, regardless of what it is.
Wow. That would have made Sheldon laugh, I'm just saying.
It does bug me when you have, like, tables obviously set up in a way that do not get used immediately, because you know they're going to happen into them eventually. You know, when Kevin Owens went to the top, and to be fair, they made it look like he was setting up for a really nasty spot, but at the same time, the way he was going up the turnbuckles just made me think, no, there's no fucking way. He doesn't have a single move that he's going to hit from there. And I don't know, those spots... I mean, awesome spot.
Yeah.
Very cool.
It's just,
kind of contrived.
You know that nothing, yeah, exactly. A little too contrived. You knew nothing was going to happen when we went up to the top. Kevin Owens, making it look like he was going to be, setting, Dean up for the overhead power bomb into the tables. Problem is, the ends of the tables were up against the, corner of the ring post, and you do not attempt something like that unless they're broadside. And then I could see it happen. So,
but hey, look, if there was anything that I would give a match of the night to, it would be this. Like, they put themselves through hell and back to get the crowd hyped at the start of the show.
Mm-hmm.
I swear to God, if this is not the year that they make those two in the main event stars, I'm just gonna go and jump off a building or something. I don't know.
Well, at one point tonight, I was thinking that they were positioning Dean. We'll get there eventually, I'm sure.
I was praying to God the ropes were just a little sweaty that night. Shut up!
Oh, that was so much fun.
Who's letting those fucking cackling witches in here?
So much fun. Anyway, continue.
Damn, where were we with that interruption?
Dean Ambrose.
Match number two.
Yeah, by the way, Dean Ambrose wins and retains the title. So up next, we have the Tag Team Championship. It was the New Day versus the Usos. And on Twitter, I noticed that it was split like 50-50 as far as not love for one team or the other, but split 50-50, the expression of dislike or hate for one team versus the other.
Well, the arena was totally different. It was more, I would say, 80-20 pro New Day.
Well, I have to admit that the biggest pop of the night was for Francesca, too.
Yes. Yes, it was. You could buy Francesca yes. one
a new,
t-shirts.
A new trombone. Yes.
So, yeah, I'm not disappointed that we've got another trombone.
Oh, no. Though it would be hysterical if he just kept moving on to progressively different instruments.
What would you have?
If he came out tonight with a tuba.
Okay, a tuba, and then they
tuba's a little big for some kind of wrestling prop.
All right. Graduate from the trombone. What instrument do you replace it with?
Somewhere in the line of a tenor sax.
A tenor sax.
Yeah, I was gonna go with a saxophone of some description.
I might be biased because I used to play tenor sax.
And did you just like make it a thing where you kill an instrument once a month to bring in a new one?
You know, well, it's the new day. Like, it's new day. So like every 2 months the instrument gets completely crushed. They like hold a mock funeral and Xavier has to learn a new instrument. So, and it gets progressively weirder. He comes out with a banjo one day and he's double J-ing people with it. You know, eventually you just have to. What?
I'd say eventually he gets down to a choice of a slide whistle or a kazoo.
I was thinking a triangle.
That also works.
I just picture him trying to play a flute. And it would go horribly, horribly wrong.
What about a Chinese gong?
Oh god, that would be so funny. I can just imagine he's wheeling out this big ass gong. And Big E doing the hip swivel while you hear the gong.
I was thinking when he hit Big Ending.
What if you gave all three of them triangles?
No.
Nah.
No, you're not. You don't like that idea.
No.
It just works better with just Xavier.
What about that keyboard that they make that's sort of like you wear it like it was a guitar, but it's a keyboard?
That's a keytar.
A keytar, yeah. Of course, one of them would have to actually know how to play it, wouldn't he? Or would it matter?
Well, they were in 90s colors enough for a keytar tonight.
Yeah.
I want to know how many Carrot Bears and My Little Ponies died to make those costumes.
I'm not going.
Oh my god, that was so bright pink.
It was. I'm not going racist with this, but, you know, my thinking with the keytar, my thinking is, like a funk band, from the late 70s, early 80s, called The Gap. You guys probably don't know it. It's probably like way before your time. But I could just see that.
I'd wait till the point where he has to use a theremin.
Oh no. One of the hardest.
Come on. You know the first thing if Xavier Woods get his hands on a theremin, the first thing you do is play the Star Trek theme.
Okay. Okay, Mace, you know what you and I both know the kind of instrument he would move on to. He'd move on to an ocarina.
So true. Because, you know, the guy can't help but reference either video games or movies.
He referenced Mortal Kombat tonight. And it's not even like a famous line. You just have to know the movie to get it.
Yeah, I unfortunately missed it. One thing I will say tonight, if you ever want to get a good laugh out of a WWE pay-per-view, turn on closed captions. Because the grammar and spelling mistakes that come up during the feed... Oh, so funny. But that's just me. Anyway. Move on.
it's a case of you gotta see it to get it.
Pretty much. It's like reading bad English.
Like, I've seen what you're talking about. I have seen it with other programs and it's funny. It really is. But you cannot convey the humor unless you actually see it for yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Next time you're watching a WWE pay-per-view live or on the WWE network, if you decide to keep it after tonight, put on closed captions next time and just read the commentary that comes through. It's just some of the grammar and spelling mistakes are hilarious.
Quite funny. So yeah, guess who wins this match, kids? The New Day.
I love the finish to this match.
I hate to admit it, but I missed the finish of the match.
Ah. Okay, so, Big E blind tags in since one of the Usos has Kofi in the corner.
Okay.
Alright, so, Usos set up their finish. Kofi on the ground after a super kick. One of them gets up to the top rope, jumps to do the splash. Out of what seemed like nowhere, Big E catches him midair. In perfect spot for Big Ending.
Okay.
Like he literally frog splashed Big E's shoulder and Big E no sold it.
Okay. Well, they retain the titles, and I'm thinking maybe we'll have them wind up facing a whole brand new set of opponents for the next month. Usos getting pushed down the ladder, I think. Maybe.
Oh, I hope so. Bring up a tag team from NXT.
Well, now that Jack Swagger and Mark Henry have wins under their belt.
Yeah, give them a title shot. Here you go. That leads a guy to drink.
No, see, like, I do like a debut, say that, you know, surprise opponents at WrestleMania for the New Day, and you bring out the Vaudevillains.
Oh. The New Day versus the Vaudevillains.
They're just starting to run new heel vignettes for them, though.
True. I just, the other option would probably be Enzo and Cass.
Jordan and Gable?
They just teamed.
Yeah, they just teamed and they're really finding their footing in NXT.
Oh. Interesting. Well, immediately after that match with a Wyatt family promo in the back, and you know that something's probably going to be cooking right in the middle of the Rumble when all members of the Wyatt family wind up in the ring. And you kind of sort of had
that. Name it, Bray.
We'll get to it. We'll talk about it shortly. But before we do, we got a couple of more matches to go. The U.S. title match sees Alberto Del Rio defending his championship that he won back on SmackDown against Kalisto, that he won the championship back from, who won it on Monday Night Raw. And Mason and I and a few other people were actually bitching and complaining about this.
Yeah, then they keep going exactly the stupidest way they could.
Explain to me why Kalisto couldn't lose both matches on free TV and then pull off the win at the pay-per-view. Wouldn't that have been more exciting?
Or why didn't they keep the belt on Kalisto when he beat Del Rio and then keep having Del Rio frustrated and just end it here with Kalisto winning and now you have a credible champion?
Because then you can't drag that out another 2 months.
They're not going to drag this out another 2 months.
Yeah. Well,
they're going to drag it out at least a month.
It won't be over until
Fastlane.
I'll give you that. They'll do it another month. But this is not WrestleMania Kalisto versus Del Rio.
hot potato a title never helps anybody. Doesn't help the either guy, especially when you're bouncing it back and forth in this quick succession. Kalisto won it on Monday Night Raw, lost it on SmackDown back to Del Rio. Now he wins it tonight at the Royal Rumble. I'm expecting Del Rio to win it back tomorrow night on Raw.
Just because. Yeah. You're absolutely right. They took all of the suspense, all of the potential, top tier excitement out of this match by doing what they did.
Well, no, what took the excitement and everything out of this match was Kalisto botching about half of his moveset. For a second there, I thought he was Sin Cara 2.0. 3.0.
He did miss a couple of things.
It wasn't terrible until he went for the code red. Good fucking god.
And here's the thing, in the last 24 hours, I have actually seen the original Sin Cara, right? Mystico. I watched the CMLL New Japan Pro Wrestling was Fantastic Mania or whatever they call it. And he wasn't botching moves. Okay, Mystico, he's slimmed down. He's not botching moves. He's doing stuff again. And he's actually, you know, an exciting wrestler again. Then I watch tonight, and it's like, wow, he must have transferred his botching powers to Hunico, who transferred them to Kalisto.
I'm telling you, the character is cursed, and curses anybody associated with the character.
I reckon Rey Mysterio, on his way out the door, cursed anybody who wears a lucha mask.
I wouldn't be too surprised by that. This match did not give us anything we weren't expecting. They just turned it up, everything that we'd gotten before, they just turned it up a notch or two, and maybe they shouldn't have turned it up two notches because of a botch here and there.
Oh no, there's gonna be an entire segment based on this match alone.
on botchamania.
Yeah.
Well, are we up to 298 or 299, Omega? Do you remember?
I think it's $2.98. We're getting close. Right,
well, I expect that probably by Thursday.
I was...
Because this match wasn't the only thing that, like, had some real bad botches tonight.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm expecting a very quick Botchamania turnaround this time
around. Oh, yeah, no, it's $2.99, so...
Yeah, well, there you go.
Getting no, close.
I was being a little understated when I said a botch or two. So... But, yeah, we get a new champion. New U.S. title holder, Kalisto. Until tomorrow night, maybe. Or maybe
it just takes turns passing it to various members of the League of Nations.
Yeah, there you go. Back and forth. He loses it Monday to Sheamus and wins it back again from Sheamus.
You watch. By SummerSlam, he'll be a 26-time champion.
By the way, we needed to address the fact that Rusev called him a little Mexican chicken. That happened on the pre-show. He called Kalisto a little Mexican chicken.
Yeah, so, what's your point?
Rusev was hungry, okay? He wanted to go out and buy some Mexican chicken.
Don't try to make that give that thing racist overtones. Kalisto is little. He's short and very diminutive in stature. He's a Mexican.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying it had to be thrown out there on the show because it's a thing that happened. People were talking about it, so I figured I'd throw it out in the air.
People need to get thicker skin.
People were laughing.
Little Mexican chicken.
It's just funny Rusev saying it, you know. Because mm-hmm. His English is so perfect. Anyway.
You should have gone Spanish.
God, Rusev trying to speak Spanish.
Oh. Little pollo.
I'm just trying to picture Rusev speaking Spanish.
A little scary.
Oh, look, pollo! No, pollo. Pollo! Forget it, Rusev. Just say it in English. Frick.
Chicken.
But now I'm hungry. Stop it, you guys. So after Kalisto wins, we get a little backstage segment with Paul Heyman and Madam McMahon.
Yeah. Hey, get rid of Roman, then we can negotiate on anything else you want, a.k.a. the Wyatt family.
Yeah.
So it's the Puppet H movement. They found Puppet H, Mace.
Oh my God, they did. I saw this. I popped, and then I saw Puppet Cena and Puppet Vince McMahon.
And
all
I can do is wish it was February right now because I want the Edge and Christian show that totally reeks of awesomeness to be on my TV now.
I can't wait for tomorrow night. Road trip begins.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, they're like, I think they're like 10 minute shorts. Should be fun.
I don't care.
Oh, I know. It's going to be awesome.
But, all that matters is that it starts tomorrow.
Yeah, right after Monday Night Raw. But yeah, and Camp WWE, that seems interesting.
Mm-hmm.
You've them censoring Sergeant Slaughter, so you know he said something.
Supposedly that was...
He probably said CM Punk.
Supposedly that was supposed to be more an adult-oriented cartoon.
Which they did say it is. They did say on the commercial it is an adult cartoon.
I'm not really looking forward to Camp WWE. I mean, I'll watch it. If it captivates me, then great. And I hope it does. But it just doesn't... I don't know. There are some things that people love that one person in particular is just not moved to watch it. This just happens to be mine.
This isn't your movement.
This is... Stop it, Rock!
Don't care. Puppet H
is coming back. That's all that matters.
And right Edge and Christian have like full reign of the show they're doing, so this is all their ideas.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons why I'm looking forward
God,
to it.
Thank God for them bringing Puppet H back.
So, everybody, we've got that to look forward to, and you know we're going to be talking about it as... we go along once it starts up. So, you know, like, prepare yourselves for that. So. And then right after that little commercial, we have the Divas title match. We got Charlotte versus Becky Lynch. Of course, Charlotte coming to the ring with Daddy Dearest, the one and only Wheeling Dealing, Kiss Stealing, Limousine Riding, Ric Flair.
And well, he was a Kiss Stealing tonight.
I was about to say, remember me saying Kiss Stealing. There's reason for it.
Yeah, a little bit of sexual assault during the match.
You know, I'm thinking. You know, nowadays, Shit like that would get a guy in trouble.
Yep, Tumblr's going to be all over that. There'll be Twitters and hashtags and protest marches and
creepy old man stuff.
You know, the bad part is, the bad part is after the show, Becky Lynch got pulled over and failed a breathalyzer test. She hadn't even been drinking that night.
Oh! If this was Twitter, you would have just won Twitter for the night.
Yeah, other than that, I couldn't explain fuck about this match. This match was boring as batshit until after the bell rang.
I don't know. I did not find it boring as batshit. I mean, it was pedestrian. It was not bad. It was watchable. It had a couple of good moments to it. It just wasn't anything over the top off the hook. But yeah, like you said, it turned up to level 11 after the final bell, and Charlotte retained the title. I'll agree.
Yes, that's because we got the boss.
Yep.
The match itself wasn't bad. I think it's as good as two, NXT standouts are going to have when they're being booked by the main roster's writers.
I didn't say back shit. What are you talking about, Nick?
Give him a second to catch up and figure it out. No, this was a good match. And then Charlotte attacked Becky Lynch after the match. And then, you're waiting for it. Sasha Banks shows up. Huge pop from the crowd. One of the biggest pops of the night. She comes out. Looks over at Charlotte. Looks over at Becky. Kicks Becky out of the ring. And then there's this
Cole stand-up. Cole loses his mind for some reason, even though she's heel.
Yeah, yeah. And then we get a handshake. The BFFs have reunited. Or not. We had the backstabber bank statement to Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
And Sasha stands tall with the Divas title. This was an awesome moment. They gave the women a moment on the Rumble. That was awesome.
You know the cool thing?
What?
No team bad.
Nope.
Just the boss.
The boss.
Just us. Now, this is making me wonder, are they going to face turn her for this?
Yeah, because they've spent months building up Charlotte, yeah.
Yeah, and she's too over.
And the thing
so,
is,
team bad, maybe team bye-bye.
More unity.
Yep.
Yeah, but with Sasha, you don't have to change her at all, whether she's good or bad. Just let her be the boss.
She's the boss, and that's all you need to worry about it.
Yeah.
People are going to cheer for her, whether she's supposed to be a babyface or a bitch.
Scary thing is, I got to looking at her and realizing she's absolutely everything they want out of Eva Marie, except talented and popular.
Ooh.
So true.
If this was Facebook, if this was Facebook, you would have just won Facebook.
He would have got 1,000
likes.
Next
up, MySpace.
What the fuck is a MySpace?
Something the social outcasts are probably apparently bringing back. At least according to Cole or Saxton, one of the two.
All the 40-year-olds with braces go to MySpace.
So that's where you can find Tim Stein most days.
I don't have braces. Fuck off. But thanks for calling me 40. That makes me feel young again.
Let's get a break.
Yeah, all right. You're listening to WTR Sunday Night. Everybody, a slightly later edition. It is the Royal Rumble Review Show. Don't go anywhere. We got a little bit more coming your way. It's called the Rumble. We'll be back.
Thursday nights, The Rack lays the smackdown on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Thursday.
Join me, Lindsay Ward, and my handyman producer, Sir Rockin', as we give you all the latest wrestling news, discussions, our reactions to both NXT and SmackDown, along with interviews with some of our favorite wrestling superstars.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar. What's up? This is WWE Superstar The Miz. This is Mr. Money in the Bank, the undisputed future of WWE. Seth Rollins.
This is Kane from WWE.
The future is now when you experience The Rack. Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Thursday. You never know what will happen when you tune in to CB Radio.
Oh, that's right. Oh, that was just recently.
It was this past Sunday. It's a plug into a segue.
Hey, wait. Give me a minute. I got another call. Give me a minute. I'll be right back.
Really? Come on, now.
Man.
Tell us how you really feel, Rob.
Like, if I was driving right now, I'd probably wreck into a tree. Everybody just stop what they're doing, and we'll just have to wait.
Los Matadores versus the real American. You all
I'm
pick.
I'm going with that. Never mind, sorry. We're not making it.
I seen him too in action, and I was like all excited. Oh, that's so funny.
Not that I didn't expect that.
No.
Somehow.
No. As luck would have it, I believe Los Matadores won.
Yep, and see, if I seen him face a couple of Mexican guys on main event, and they were pretty good, I would have picked him if I had seen him. I would have. They were Tito Santanas. That's what they were. They're the new Tito Santanas.
New tweet posted live on CB Radio. Subway picking an event that already happened. Let's see how he does. Can't be worse.
But I mean, that pick, I was going to make picks. I've already made picks on. I bet you my picks would have been different, too.
All right. The team has titles on the line. AJ Lee versus Brie Bella. Who do you pick?
Oh, I picked Brie Bella. I do remember that.
You do? You do? Brie Bella lost the match with Ace and Rob picked Brie. Sub, you picked AJ Lee.
Oh, my God. Jake, don't work it out. I believe he changed his cancer rock. Oh shit, well that's one for me because I'm sticking to my original pick. Jay was completely in the garbage. Thank you. I told you I'm my own worst enemy. He's coming. Just like bump my HP up to like almost full health now.
Tune in to CB Radio Saturdays midnight Eastern Time on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
As my client Brock Lesnar said, Suplex City, bitch.
From the big returns.
So this is what it feels like to kick off Monday Night Raw.
To the shocking moment.
You will get your rematch. Put that man down. Your actions have consequences. And you know what? You're out of here. You're suspended. You know what? You're suspended indefinitely. Get out of my building now. Now get out.
And the moments that leave you speechless.
Snoop Mania, huh? Snoop Mania? Nah, Snoop Dizzle. It's called Axel Mania. And it's not a West Coast thing. It's not an East Coast thing. It's a worldwide thing. And I'm not going to sit back and listen to you talk about Snoop Mania when Axel Mania is running wild in Los Angeles. Bow, wow, wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Axel Mania is here to stay.
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Do you feel a little bit empty inside after The Rack goes off the air on Thursday nights? Well, don't fret, because The Rack has a little something extra for you, in the form of The Rack Extra. Join us as we review the weekly happenings with your favorite Total Divas. From start to finish, we give you our reactions to all the relationship drama, the infighting, and all the trips to the plastic surgeon's office. Join us as we get all up in that Kool-Aid of the Total Divas with The Rack Extra, weekly right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Trust me, it's simply dabomb.com.
Can't catch a WTR program live? Well, we've got three easy ways for you to listen whenever you want. First, listen to the Wild Talk Radio Network on iTunes. Just head over to iTunes and search for Wild Talk Radio Network and subscribe to our feed. Secondly, download the Stitcher Radio app and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. And finally, just visit the archive section right here at wildtalkradio.com, and you can download every single episode of all your favorite programs. Best of all, it's free. Keep up to date and spread the word to your friends on how you can be part of the Wild Talk Radio Network listening experience.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho, and you're listening to Wild Talk Radio. Don't stop listening, or I will find you. I know where you live. I have Google Earth.
WTR, Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. It's the Rumble review show, and
I thought we finished covering the Rumble. We're going to Great Debate and Quick Hits, right?
No. There was a Rumble that happened.
Oh, Mace.
We already covered that, didn't we?
No.
We've covered the Royal Rumble pay-per-view. No. There's no more matches left. We go to the Great Debate, and there we go.
No.
Hey, Mace, you paying attention to the relaunch of the X-Files?
Let's talk about the Rumble,
no.
Please. Let's talk about the X-Files. God.
The Royal X-Files.
I was never a fan of the X-Files when it was first on, and there's no way known I'm going to be watching it again now, so.
There you go. Then let's talk about the actual Royal Rumble match itself. Just before I launch into this, why did you put what you put at number one, Rock?
What did I put it?
That didn't happen until the end.
If you look how I wrote everything, I wrote all the eliminations down next to the name.
So, okay, well,
Yes, you know, I kept notes, you didn't keep notes, so don't talk about my notes.
Oh, yeah, I keep notes this time around because of my finger.
Yeah, you screwed up your finger.
Man, it's like, I'm in a lot of pain right now. I just took the band-aids off and I'm looking at it.
That was a stupid move.
Yeah, no, the cut is about half an inch long, and I should have only gotten two or three stitches, but,
yeah. Yeah, that's what happens when you step inside the man kitchen. You lose fingers.
Well, that's what happens when you do dishes, and you've got your vegetable slicer underneath a sink full of sudsy water and can't see what the hell you're doing when you just go and dive your hand right into it.
I know Lone Jobber in the chat room probably feels your pain since he's a chef. He's probably done that once or twice or 20 times.
Well, then Jobber should know exactly what the hell I'm talking about.
Yeah. I've heard stories. So anyway, the Royal Rumble. What a match this
was. Hey, Omega.
TV
Nihon just put out Kamurata's Shin. You want to go watch it?
Sure.
All right. Let's get through this quickly, and then we can, like, not worry about it anymore.
Okay, no.
I am used to... Okay, traditionally my favorite pay-per-view every year is the Royal Rumble. You expect a little bit of everything. You expect a little bit of comedy, a little bit of fun, a little bit of this, and a little bit of that. I'm not going to go through this whole list elimination by elimination. We're just going to talk about it and wrap it up. The highlights and the lowlights and what's good and what we don't like.
Then go for it, Tim.
I'm about to. What I was saying about the Royal Rumble, there's usually a definite logic to it despite the perceived chaos. I didn't find that in this year's event.
Then what were you watching?
No, you're not allowed to talk because of what you said earlier. You're not allowed to talk about the Rumble. I know that it gave you a Woody, and you're wondering what the heck's going on with that because you've never had one before in your life, but...
No, there's so many good things that happened in this match. So many.
AJ Styles debuted in WWE at the Royal Rumble, and if you were watching it live on pay-per-view, you didn't get a chance to see why the crowd popped.
Yeah. So for some fucking reason, the director of the show decided that during the entirety of this mystery entrance music, to just stare at Roman's stupid mugging face.
While he's
meanwhile, staring. The crowd, just waits and waits, and they're watching the screen, and all of a sudden you hear this monstrous pop. Absolutely enormous.
And my only thought with that enormous pop was, oh, somebody that we weren't expecting.
Though we kind of were. As it turns out, what was actually appearing on the Titantron was the words, "I am phenomenal," slowly fading in. And when phenomenal was legible, the crowd exploded. So they knew exactly who it was with very little hint.
Yep.
And by the way, I love the tongue-in-cheek reference to his most well-known theme song as well, to add the "I am" in there.
Yeah, yeah. By the way, he tweeted out, "Yeah, .. WWE." Perfect. Perfect tweet.
Nice tweet. And I made mention to Rock during the pay-per-view itself that I have not heard a crowd pop like that for somebody making his WWE debut since Rob Van Dam. And it got me thinking, all the stories that we got from RVD over the years on this network and various other interviews that he's done, him telling people that, hey, you know, get used to it because there's going to be a huge pop when I go out there for the very first time because, dude, I'm a star. And that was the feeling that I got when AJ Styles finally appeared in WWE.
One, they debuted him in the right city because for a decade he's been wrestling there.
Yep.
In Orlando. That was the perfect spot to debut him because they know who he is. It's an internet heavier crowd, smarter crowd, and they knew who he was, so he got the big rock star pop.
And it's also partially part of a crowd that he used to work for in some little building in studio area thing.
Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about.
There was 500 people. Now that's what, 15,000 tonight. So
just a small change in how many people he's been working in front of.
Yeah, a little bit.
What do you think was going through his mind the second he walked out and actually saw an arena that size in a North American wrestling environment?
He goes, wait,
outside Japan.
He goes, wait, they can actually fill all these seats?
Nothing's tarped off. What?
What's going on here?
Holy shit. Wait.
Please don't fuck up. Please don't fuck up. Please don't fuck up.
Nice.
And from the jump.
Actually, no. They've got an article up on WWE.com. They've already got an article up, you know, detailing bits and pieces about him. And they've got the photo from when he first came out. I can see on his face, it's like, gee, I hope they've got the camera on me.
And from the jump, when he got in that ring, he was a star that belonged in that ring with everyone who could step foot inside it.
Oh, he proved, with very little time given to him, that, he should have been in WWE a long time ago.
Oh, well, yeah. He knew this. Vince didn't, but we knew it.
Mm-hmm. And he looked good. Of course, what would you expect, right?
Well,
yeah, phenomenal is not just a monster.
Considering it was WWE, I was surprised that he didn't run into the ring and then get immediately thrown out by Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
I'm actually surprised that they let him hang with Reigns as long as they did.
Him hang with like half that like top tier roster. You know, at one point he was going toe to toe with Jericho.
Yeah. That little mini match that he and Jericho had, that's something else that I said to Rock, you know, Jericho Styles, a match that I'd wanted to see 10 years ago.
This whole rumble was just like cock teasing with how many dream matches were possible now.
Yep. Yep.
Styles and Owens. Oh my God. Book it now, please.
Well, the one that I kept watching was him and Neville kept getting into it and like, oh my God, make that.
Yes.
Omega was really excited about that one this afternoon.
It was pretty much any time AJ faced off against pretty much anyone in that ring, you're going, book it now.
Want more, do it. Want more, do it.
Well, this is the whole appeal of a fresh face in the company, though. It's like all of a sudden there's this gigantic array of possibilities of matches that we have never seen before.
Yep.
And it's not just that it's someone new in the company, it's someone who comes with that much talent already.
Right, it's not a rookie coming up, it's someone who has a storied background coming in.
We haven't had this since WCW was giving talent away. Like, this doesn't happen anymore.
No, because they all feed through NXT with Owens and Ambrose and Rollins, etc.
I'm just glad that when they decided to sign AJ that they didn't sign him for NXT right off the bat. I mean, maybe he goes to NXT from here.
No, he doesn't, but I doubt
it highly.
The money they're giving him, he's main roster for life.
Can I just, like, I'm looking over the article, Why You Need to Know About AJ Styles on WWE.com. I want to read you a quick paragraph off this one.
All right.
Styles' first national exposure came in WCW during the company's waning final weeks, where he chased the WCW Cruiserweight Tag Team Championship as one half of the duo called Air Raid. And he still owns the jumpsuit. He competed in a tryout and dark matches for WWE in 2002, but was never signed with the company. Undeterred, he made a name for himself in every single promotion that wasn't owned by Miss McMahon with countless blowaway matches. He battled Sting and Samoa Joe in Florida, challenged CM Punk and Daniel Bryan in Chicago, fought Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn in California. And then it goes into his New Japan stint in 2014.
Which they have a bunch of New Japan pictures up on the website. We knew.
I just like he battled Sting and Samoa Joe in Florida. Challenged Punk and Daniel Bryan in Chicago.
There really is like back to Monday Night War era where people were either from down south or up north.
Yeah,
like,
pretty much.
The people the people who wrestled in Atlanta or the people who wrestled in Connecticut.
Yeah, now we've just got people who wrestled in Florida, people who wrestled in Chicago, and people who wrestled in Japan.
And it always, like they did with James Storm, he is a former WCW superstar. Which we all knew was coming. But yeah, you mentioned there's tremendous moments with AJ Styles, and I know a lot of people were upset they got him out when they did after 28 minutes.
I was upset because Sami Zayn came in 2 minutes later. Right. I'm like, fuck.
Right. But they had to get him out before he would get killed by Brock Lesnar. It was a smart move. Because you don't want him to look inferior to Brock at that point.
They gave him a good amount of time. They let him hang with the WWE champion for a good bit. And they set up a lot of potential matches and made you wonder what could now be possible. That was pretty much what they had to accomplish there, and I think they did that pretty well.
They did that pretty well. Even just the simplest matches of, like, AJ Styles versus, like, a Kofi Kingston. That would be good.
I popped at the idea.
God.
Kofi came out, and I went, oh my god, we got Kofi, we've got AJ, oh my god, this thing could be, like, bouncing all over the joint.
Can we have him wrestle R-Truth just for the lulz?
Well, here it is, R-Truth coming out. As soon as he came out, I'm like, okay, R-Truth eliminating AJ would just be LOL.
Can we stop with the R-Truth is dumb gimmick? It's old.
Like, can we even use AJ Styles to get rid of the R-Truth is dumb gimmick? Because if you remember, back when they both wrestled in Florida, they actually put on some really good matches.
Yeah. What's the trademark status on Ron Killings?
Right. In fact, you had R-Truth, the first NWA or one of the first NWA TNA. Heavyweight champion. I think he was number 2. And AJ Styles in the ring. It's like, oh, look at that. Former NWA TNA champions in the ring together. It's a thing.
And not long after R-Truth's 50th birthday.
That, if you don't go to WWE's YouTube channel, that was one of the greatest segments ever put together. But yeah, the possibilities with AJ Styles is tremendous. You had the Kevin Owens AJ Styles face off, which was a tremendous, tremendous
moment. Oh, the pop that got.
I just love Kevin Owens sold the Last Man Standing match. He limped to the ring. He was dragging
yes,
the leg.
Yes, thank God. Selling consistency in a goddamn show.
Thank you, Kevin Owens.
So you had him dragging it down. You had then the look on his face when Dean Ambrose showed up. I was like, oh crap, not him again. God damn it, I thought I was done with him. No.
Hold on. When Dean Ambrose came out, did you see his face when Sami Zayn came out?
Well, the Sami Zayn was the next one out, so it's like, oh crap.
Oh. He was like, oh shit, could my day get any worse?
Right, cause here, let's go to the backstory on this one. And I thought about this Wednesday when they showed it on NXT, cause last week the NXT Roundhouse shows in like Chicago and Milwaukee and stuff, and Owen showed up, I think, in Milwaukee. And he confronted Sami Zayn, and it's like, ooh, something's brewing here. And then they showed it on NXT, it's like, huh, they're dropping a hint here. Wouldn't it be interesting if Sami Zayn eliminated Kevin Owens from this Rumble? And I'll be damned, Kevin Owens got eliminated by Sami Zayn. How about that?
Oh.
No, it's just not what we refer to as receipt in the business.
They have a history together, and it's just, when they bring Sami up, because I don't think he's up yet, because he's still got stuff to do, I think he's headed to take over.
They could half bring him up the same way they did with, like, Sasha and Kevin Owens.
They could, but I don't, I after WrestleMania, I think it's his time. The night after. But yeah, they did that, and then you think of the possibilities of doing Styles and Zayn.
I reiterate, you don't realize how big Braun Strowman is until he stands toe-to-toe with Big Show.
This is true.
Yeah, they're only an inch or two off from each other.
Yeah, and then you realize, holy shit, this guy really is that big.
While
you're doing the whole size comparison thing, I know I'm sort of jumping ahead in it, but I didn't think Bray Wyatt was pretty much the same size as Brock Lesnar. Like, height-wise.
Oh, yeah. No, they are. They're pretty close.
That was something I didn't say. I thought he was shorter than Brock.
No. It's deceptive because both of them are wide in different directions.
Well, yeah, Brock Lesnar has more of the classic V shape where,
Would you say Bray is a little bit more husky?
Bray's a bit
he's a bit more of a barrel.
Yeah.
And you can go to the corner for that bad pun, sir.
Nope.
How dare you remind us of Husky Harrison?
But no, can we say thank you, Braun, for getting rid of the Big Show? Because, God, Big Show came out and was like, oh no. Not the Big Show in a Rumble.
Number 15 came up and I was like, please, Lesnar. Well, fuck.
Because Omega had number 15. It was the Big
I
Show.
I never get a good number. Hey, hey!
How do you think I felt? I had 18. I had the hobbling Kevin Owens.
Hey, guys. You did better than me. I had Mark Henry.
And boy, Mark Henry lasted all of a minute.
Yeah, his highlight of the night was the crowd chanting sexual chocolate and him dancing on the ring apron.
But yeah, when Big Show getting eliminated, I cringed because his leg got caught up in the rope. That was not intentional. That was an accident. And, he could have broken that leg.
Yeah, that's an ankle snap, if anything.
Yep.
But the thing is, like, Strowman came out, took out two of the biggest guys that were in the ring at the time, both Kane and Big Show.
Yep.
I'm sitting there going, oh God, they're going to go through with it. They're going to go through with it. Rumor has been floating around the last couple of days that they're looking at doing Strowman versus Brock at WrestleMania.
And some people on this phone call laughed at me last week.
Fucking why?
That's what I want to know.
Our show and steal ideas from us. You're listening to the wrong guy.
Because oh no, they listened to the perfect one.
Anything tonight by watching Brock and Strowman in the ring is that Strowman is not ready for Brock.
No,
Brock
not.
Will have to kill him get him the bump properly, for fuck's sake.
We will probably get Brock and Strowman. It's not WrestleMania. We know what WrestleMania is.
And
Brock's booked for Fastlane, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, he's got a lot of dates between now and WrestleMania, I noticed.
Because John Cena's not around, so they need a star.
They need somebody with that kind of drawing power.
Which means Brock will then be done till SummerSlam, which is fine.
Yeah.
But, let's talk about Kofi Kingston. We brought him up earlier.
Well, you know, here it is. We've come to expect the Kofi Kingston moment. And I even made a mention as soon as Kofi came out, oh, wait for the Kofi moment. It was boring. It was just not spectacular, like flying onto the barrier and walking the barrier or walking on your hands or whatever.
I mean, last year's was worse, where he just fell into the Rosebuds. I thought that was kind of lame.
But he wound up with a shoulder back ride around the ring, courtesy of Big E.
Yeah, and I think he's gotten to the point where they expect him to come up with something creative, and he's probably run out of ideas. But it's his moment every year, so.
I mean, if he's the one coming up with the ideas, then he needs a refresher.
Yeah.
The 2 years in a row getting caught just doesn't have the same appeal.
He ate popcorn on Big E's shoulder and then got drop kicked by Jericho. So that Jericho New Day feud, I guess, continues on for now.
There are people wondering how Kofi got eliminated, because everybody focused on Roman Reigns getting the holy hell beat out of him
by the
International Coalition.
The League of Nations, led to the ring by Vincent Kennedy McMahon,
who actually got a hug from Rusev afterwards.
He did.
And what did I say? Well, that's the way you give your number one star the number one entrance in the Royal Rumble, who has to last till near the end. That's how you give him a rest break in the Royal Rumble match.
You do, and I don't know if that was the best booking idea, because it kind of made him look weak. But that's just me.
Yeah.
I want to give props to The Miz tonight, though.
Smartest man alive.
Smartest man alive. Brock Lesnar is clearing house in the middle of the ring, standing tall. The Miz comes out looking super serious, throws off the sunglasses, throws off the towel, off goes the jacket, starts ranting and raving about it. He's going to take down Lesnar, goes around the side of the ring, goes to the commentary table, and stays there.
So you have two people. You have Jack Swagger who ran right in and got destroyed by Brock Lesnar, and then you have The Miz who went, no. Not gonna touch it.
No, fuck that. Fuck that.
I'm gonna stand right here and I'm gonna talk.
And the best thing was he just kept running his mouth as soon as he got on commentary.
That's what The Miz does.
I don't know why, but I'm just getting more into The Miz character lately. It's actually entertaining.
He's got his moments, I'll give you that, but I'm not gonna give you any more than that just yet.
Oh. We got you on the New Day. We'll get you on the Miz train eventually.
We'll see about that. I was on the Miz train when he first was the guy going up against John Cena, and everybody hating John Cena was cheering for the Miz.
So Bray Wyatt eventually came down number 27, and the Wyatt family decided, well, if they're getting all eliminated by Brock Lesnar, we gotta get some revenge. Well, and they got it.
I don't know. I understand it's a setup for a future feud, but it just was such a bullshit piss me off.
It's a good thing.
It was stupid. It was stupid.
No, it was stupid.
No, I'm
for
saying
numerous
no,
reasons.
I'm saying no to Rock. He's thinking it's a good thing. No. There's good ways, you know, like, and there's bad. Sure. You want to piss off the crowd in certain aspects at certain times, but not in dumbass ways.
The thing is, you do have to get Lesnar out of there. If he's not going to win, then Lesnar, you have to figure out some way of eliminating this guy who's booked as the walking apocalypse.
Yep.
So let's have four ginormous guys, you know, keep coming back into the ring until they finally beat him down enough to get him out.
Yeah, it makes logical sense.
It makes logical sense. And then they leave.
Well, their job was done. They've been eliminated.
Bray was still in there. Their job was not done. Why stop at one? Why not just do that to everybody on the roster while you're at it?
Because they only want to take care of a beast.
Make Bray the champion.
Well, I'm all for that.
Or after they all team up to eliminate Brock, and Brock is super pissed off, instead of just standing around looking like an idiot who, oh, I got eliminated. When they go after other superstars, Brock does the same thing they did, go back in the ring, and he destroys them, starting with eliminating Bray.
I was expecting
that. Eliminated Brock, he can eliminate Bray.
I was expecting that, but they didn't do that.
They should have done that. That's where the logic of booking falters, and this is what I'm talking about. This is exactly the example I was referring to at the top of the show. Hey, Omega Mace, correct me if I'm wrong.
So, I thought it was a decent booking. I know
sorry,
that
my Scott dropped out, so I missed every word that said.
We were talking about how they eliminate, how the Wyatt family left after eliminating Brock, and how Brock should have come back to eliminate Bray.
Maybe not eliminate Bray, but, like, get the other Wyatts out and just brawl.
They should at least had a brawl, and that's how they got rid of them. Okay, I would go with that part of it. But I don't think, because they overdo that comeback and eliminate thing, and they just did it, so it's like, okay.
In this case, it would have made sense.
Yeah, but Brock will get
hit. In this case, it would have been acceptable.
Yeah, but they had to save that for Roman, because Roman's got to look strong all time.
Yeah.
So Dolph Ziggler shows up and is like, oh, hi, I'm Dolph Ziggler. No one cared.
Why are you here, Dolph?
He's here to fill a spot.
Hi, guys. I'm the most popular person on the roster who never wins.
And even when I win, no one cares. Because we now have new favorites. So you had him come back. You had Sheamus come out number 29. Roman Reigns shows up. Take out Sheamus. And then we have a fight. To the finish, because then coming out at number 30, Triple H.
Yeah, this is how you save a storyline in a way that's going to get your main event booed the shit out of at WrestleMania.
Triple H is doing...
They didn't even wait till Mania. Like, the second Roman came back into this match, nuclear heat.
He had nuclear heat when he came out at number one.
No. It got so much worse. Everyone in that match turned face just by punching him.
That's true. That is true.
Now,
when Brock went out, at that point I said, look, I'm ready to shut this show off. Unless they have a savior at 29 or 30. When Sheamus came out at 29, I went, fuck. Triple H came out at 30, I went, okay, there's your saver, there's your winner, I'm going out.
It's not a good thing when the top heel of the company, the guy who made Daniel Bryan's life a living fucking hell, who has been riding the fans for years now, and who everyone is sick of and loathes his every action in the WWE, at least on Raw, is getting cheered because he threw Roman out of the Rumble.
Now, here's the thing. After he threw out Roman, and I'm like, oh, holy shit, no way. My immediate initial reaction was they were actually going to pull the trigger on Dean. You fool.
You moron.
That thought literally lasted for about 1.75 seconds.
It took me longer
to type it in than it did for me to think it was going to actually happen.
The second Lemmy came on the loudspeaker, that entire ring, every one of them got dumped with a fucking truckload of dirt.
Out came the shovel.
That was a buried alive match.
Here it is, WrestleMania. Triple H is going to main event it. Who's his opponent, kids?
Roman Reigns.
Someone else who's been retired and only wrestles once a year?
Well, wait a minute. What if it's Brock Lesnar?
Not Brock Lesnar.
You're trying to be funny, Tim, and it's not working.
Yeah.
It's not Brock Lesnar. It's going to be Roman Reigns. We all know it. It's going to happen.
2 months of the authority holding the WWE World Heavyweight title.
For the term... Best for business to be shoved down your throat
week in and week out.
As your world heavyweight champion does not defend the belt once between now and WrestleMania.
No, he'll defend it at Fastlane.
He won't even wrestle. You won't even see him in the trunks. just stand there holding the belt like he stripped it off of somebody. Like, this is the thing. You hate him so bad, fire him. Strip the belt. Do whatever the fuck you want. You own the goddamn place. You own his contract. Get rid of him if you hate him so bad. All this...
Give Vacant another title run.
Like, all this bullshit over, oh, well, we're going to put you in the Rumble. Well, you had to defend your belt in the Rumble against 29 other guys. And you had to enter number one. Oh, and by the way, I get number 30. Why? Strip the fucking belt. It's the kind of storyline that makes no goddamn sense whatsoever.
Enough of making your storyline champion's life a living hell. Exactly. If you're that fed up with them, get rid of them. Oh, wait, well, that's too much real world. Not soap opera enough.
You can't have it both ways. You can't try to write realistic characters and then put them in unrealistic scenarios.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. As far as I'm concerned, Rumble was disappointing. The actual Rumble match was disappointing. But I'm of two worlds about Triple H having won the goddamn thing, and that's what pisses me off.
I'll be honest. The Royal Rumble this year was not bad, okay? You had the debut of AJ Styles. He did really well. You had a good, solid mid-card guys come out and really put on good stuff. You had Sami Zayn. I pray to God that's his roster.
Hold on, Mace, a second.
And not just a one-off.
Mace, I'm gonna cut you off for a second, cause you're cutting in and out for a second, so let your internet catch up, and then make your point. And go.
Okay. Testing, 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, you're caught up now, cause it was cutting every third word, so it's like, let's slow you down. And go. And now he says nothing.
That's real slow there.
It's real slow now. Yeah, you kind of feel where his head's going now. And now he's probably talking, and it's probably going to catch up really fast here in a second. Possibly. But anyway.
Ever since the last update, Skype has been screwing up like crazy.
So, no, his internet just dropped. Yeah, so anyway. Now we may have him back again.
Okay then.
Okay.
There you go.
Now I heard.
Hello, Australia. Are you there?
So, we should, I don't know, like, if every time we start to talk and start moving the conversation along, he drops and then comes back. Triple H is now the WWE World Heavyweight Champion. People didn't want Roman as the champion. Now he's not the champion, and people are upset.
I didn't want this, though.
Be careful of what you wish for, you may get it.
And the
God, Cole even said it, that people like seeing new people win the Rumble.
It's been over a decade since he's won the Rumble. It's been since, what, 2002? And here's the thing. He did it in front of his people because Orlando fans love Triple H. He brings them NXT. Like, everyone loves Triple H with NXT. He does so. He look at what he brought in. He just brought in Austin Aries.
It's still the weirdest thing. It's like, everywhere else on the planet, I'm the biggest heel in the entire industry. If I go to Orlando, I'm the father figure.
Exactly. And everyone's mad.
He is the father figure in Orlando. That's just it.
So it's like, we all love Triple H for all the awesome things he's doing in NXT, but now he's back and now it's the shuffle. Can't have it both ways.
Yeah, I just think Triple H holding the title is wrong. It's not right.
Well,
the guy who wrestles once, maybe twice a year, is semi-retired, doing the desk job. Yeah, it's come back for a specialty match every now and then. Come back for a novelty match. Against Sting, that's a novelty match. This is the main fucking storyline with the biggest prize in the entire industry. You don't insert yourself.
And do all the fans who hate it?
Oh, did someone not get what they wanted? Oh, that's too bad.
Fuck off, Rock.
We haven't gotten what we wanted for fucking years.
No, fuck off,
Welcome
Rock.
To the WWE Universe, where everyone in the universe gets fucked.
Fuck off, Rock.
What?
Fuck off, Rock.
What?
Just fuck off. Just fuck off.
Oh,
stop it right now.
Oh, that's too bad.
The road to WrestleMania. So, yeah, there it is. Triple H is your WWE Heavyweight Champion.
Told you so.
Five off, Rock.
Oh, glorious. Glorious.
But hey, good on AJ for getting a title shot in his debut.
Exactly.
Well, technically, yeah, you're right. He did.
This is the dangerous precedent that this match has set. Curtis Axel has now had a title shot for the World Heavyweight Championship. Not right. Tyler Breeze has now had a shot at the World Heavyweight Championship.
So has R-Truth.
So has R-Truth. So has Titus O'Neil.
No, hold on. R-Truth.
So has Braun Strowman.
R-Truth main evented a pay-per-view for a title. Remember this. Remember this, Tim. Capital.
Evented a pay-per-view for a title shot.
Yeah, Capital Punishment against John Cena.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that happened.
Yeah,
it happened.
The Job Squad.
Thank God, only one.
Well,
and it was the one. That's
like,
okay, right there.
Are they?
Right there. That was the most impressive part of the entire Royal Rumble. Right there. Because AJ Styles, a guy signed in 2016, now has an elimination in the 2015 Royal Rumble.
Whoa, you're right! Talk about retroactive. Shit, I didn't even think about that. I did mention when Axel finally actually entered the ring, he's finally made it into the Rumble. Into the 2015 Rumble.
So technically, that's two eliminations in one.
Yeah.
Bravo, you are phenomenal.
Well, there you go. He's the phenomenal one. Most impressive, I must say. So, any chance of getting Mace back tonight, or has his internet just dropped out?
He hasn't tried to call back, so I assume he's down for the count at the moment.
All right. Well,
we have results from Pick'em.
Results from Pick'em to go through?
Yeah.
Why don't we go through the Pick'em results?
All right, do you have them?
I'm just looking at calling him up here on the email from King Kittens. You know, our unpaid intern.
Our unpaid intern who is trying
to... Wait a minute. Isn't that kind of redundant? Because interns, they don't get paid.
Implies that people who aren't interns are paid, which is bullshit.
Yeah.
You know.
I didn't get paid, but that's another story, and then at least I'm getting some money.
But, you know, it's King Kittens. He's deciding whether he gets screwed by China or he's the one who screws China. Still deciding.
Oh my god, that CB radio crap that I woke up to reading this morning.
Yep.
That has got to, you guys are two steps away from being an X-rated radio show. I swear to god.
Two steps. We're like 1 foot deep into it.
God. All right, so we do have a single overall winner, and I don't recognize this name, so I'm thinking it's maybe a newer listener?
Who won? Tell me the name. I'll tell you who it is.
Pigeoness.
Yeah, she follows me on Tumblr.
It's a she.
She was Pasta Salsa from the Rumble Entry Contest. Once her Twitter, once her Tumblr handle.
Okay, so is she tuned in and listening right now?
I don't know if she's tuned in and listening right now.
Well, if she catches the replay, congratulations. You went 5-1 tonight.
Well done.
Yeah, so we didn't need a tiebreaker. We've got, three people tied in second place, and that would be King Kittens, Omega, and you, Rock, at 4-2.
Cause that whole
thing.
And
nobody else chose Triple H. Yes, pat yourself on the fucking back.
No, other people. Starscream just picked Triple H. He's on board. So did Pigeonish. She picked Triple H too. They're on board.
Mace is gone does not mean the vetoes. Is gone with
them. No, that's still in place.
I haven't said it. I'm just saying they're on board.
But playing it. Just shut up.
Getting real close to violating the embargo.
We don't need another Thunderdome, Omega.
Thunderdome?
Think about it. Embargo on?
Anyway, keep reading down the list, Tim.
In fifth place, tied, and what is it with the asterisks? That must have been the tiebreaker. But we've got 6 Degrees of Sandow, Chase, Linz, Mace, Michael, who's Michael Peterson, Rob, Starscream, Josh, and me.
Right. For the thing, if you read down, it explains what the thing is for.
It doesn't say it on my email.
All right. So, because I opened the spreadsheet, we need a ruling for the next person, Nick Diddy, Mr. Diddy. You're listening. You play a little funny game to get yourself 2-4, or you could be something else, 1-5, because...
No.
He picked Triple H or AJ Styles. He tried to, you know, double dip there.
You cannot do that.
Fool picked AJ.
I'm sorry, he's 1-5 just because he chose two people.
There you go. So yeah. We needed a ruling on that one. So
you have to choose one and one only. That's the rule for Pick'em.
I mean, you had it right. You should have just stuck with your gut.
Yeah, dude, seriously. You're smart about this business. Why would they would not give AJ Styles the World Heavyweight title on his first match.
Should have stayed on that train. It's all steams ahead. Yeah. I'm not saying the words.
No, stick with the train analogy. You know, shoveling coal, that suits it.
I'm not even going there. Forget it.
Keep going, Tim.
Nick, we're dropping you to 1-5 out of that one. So, you're tied at 20th with Derek Biddle and Subway. Tied at 13th with 2-4. 8-Ball is just not having a good run of luck this fall.
We took down the Magic 8-Ball.
Aaron Brock, Jersey Girl, Sheila, Tommy C, and Whit Brian.
There you go.
Yeah. I'm just assuming that, Diddy's pissed off with us.
Actually, he dropped out chat a little while ago, so that's why he's not responding.
Maybe Australia died.
I was wondering why I didn't see him. I wonder where he got fed up with us or something.
No, I probably go back to class or something.
He got what?
Does he do something with a class or something?
He teaches.
Teaches. So there you go. He probably listened during a break or something.
Yeah, maybe that's that would explain it.
That would explain it because it's like mid-afternoon there now. So
yeah. So Rock, you have access to the PDF, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Well, why don't we just, you know, what the hell?
Alright, I'll get in touch and I'll give her a prize out. How about that?
Yeah, there you go. So, you never know when we decide to actually give something away as a prize. So, Pigeoness, if you're listening, you win the PDF of the book I wrote.
There you go. Yeah. So, with that being said, tune in for Fastlane Pick'em in 3-4 weeks, whenever Fastlane is. Talk about it then.
In February. Yeah.
Doesn't look like we're getting Mace back, so should we just go to the all-time greatest?
Well, aren't we supposed to, like, do we have just one matchup left to pick?
No, we got matchups to go.
How many?
I don't know, a bunch. We still have the first round to finish off. See.
Oh, what am I thinking?
I don't know what you're thinking.
Oh no, I'm just, cause I'm not gonna be here next week.
Well, we may not do a show then next week. We'll see if there's news. Let's get to it. Let's go through it. Let's do the all-time greatest.
Oh, well, okay. Wait, who's going to play along?
Chat room, you get to take Mace's vote.
Chat room gets to be Mace. There you go.
We're sorry.
Time for the all-time greatest.
Who's the man? Who's the man?
It's time for another WTR original.
I am the greatest.
All-time greatest.
Well, whoop the freaking do!
Help us decide what the greatest intro, submission move, or even the greatest title run ever truly is.
I hope I score.
Interact with us in the real-time chat and find out who or what will end up being the all-time greatest.
So the all-time greatest is, for those tuning in for the first time, we're trying to crown the all-time greatest WrestleMania moment. Well played, Tim. This week's matchup is the Austin Era Begins at WrestleMania 14 versus the Ultimate Warrior beats Hulk Hogan at WrestleMania 6.
Chat room will be asked last as the tiebreaker.
So chat room, go right now, make your picks, and then we'll add them up. So go, chat room, go.
You're not going anywhere. You're just like, you know, collectively decide, and, you know.
We'll figure it out. So start debating.
Majority rules.
Yes. So, Omega.
Go ahead, be master debaters.
We can't take you anywhere.
Really
I
can't.
Can't take me up or take me anywhere.
Omega, go.
Austin era.
How come?
Ultimately, I don't know if you've gone back and watched the Ultimate Warrior Hulk Hogan match recently. It ain't that good.
It's funny to talk about.
It's funny to talk about. There's a lot of unfortunate positions during tests of strength.
Yes, yes.
And lots of unfortunate shivering during...
During those tests of strength.
Yes. But the match itself, as much as it was supposed to be a passing the torch, wasn't. Really didn't lead up to anything, whereas Austin era led up to an entire fucking era in pro wrestling that kind of redefined a lot of things that we typically thought of as pro wrestling good guys and bad guys at the time. And you know, that's the era that set up things like, say, evil authority figures that rule and with an iron grip forever and ever. You know, things that are still pretty much what we do today. Meanwhile, we pretty much forget what happened to Hogan and Warrior after their match.
All right, so one for the Austin era beginning. So the chat room is on a back-and-forth debate on which one they want. So, Tim, who you got?
Well, you know, in its day, for its time, for what it was, the Hogan Warrior was just almost as big in comparison as to the body slam heard around the world. Which, of course, I'm talking about, you know, Hogan body slamming Andre. That itself sold that pay-per-view, right?
Yes.
This itself sold its pay-per-view. It was huge because it was the Hogan era coming to an end in favor of, you know, the Warrior era. Mm-hmm. It was ginormous. It lasted all of 5 minutes. The Austin era kicking off lasted and is still felt in some corners today. It was huge. It was redefining in a way that Hogan Warrior wasn't.
And everything Warrior Hogan should have been. The you know, passing of the torch should have been everything. But it wasn't. Alright, so Austin era moves on.
Yeah, and just for tits and giggles, what did the chat room pick?
Let's see, we have Austin, Warrior, Austin. Count Nick Diddy because he's giving you shit in another chat room. Warrior Hogan. So Austin moves on.
Yeah, he's giving me shit in another chat.
Yeah,
so, I apologized.
Up next, think about this one. This is just how it worked out. Stone Cold Steve Austin sells his soul to the devil at WrestleMania 17 against the Ultimate Warrior beating Triple H at WrestleMania 12.
Oh, shut up.
That's where we are. Tim, we'll start with you.
Oh, shit. I gotta go with Stone Cold. Again. Fuck.
No other explanation other than fuck?
Other than, you know, it's the entire thing. I mean, he beat Triple H. Who cares? So what? Good for him.
Oh my god.
Yeah, going with Austin over Warrior again.
Sorry, Jim. Rest in peace.
Yeah, we love you, Jim, but Warrior. But yeah. Austin, like, selling the soul to McMahon is one of those things you just never thought you'd see happen, and all of a sudden, holy shit. It actually happened. Warrior squashing Triple H? No, not Triple H. Hunter Hearst Helmsley. That was just funny.
Hmm.
And it's funny to look back on.
It is.
Especially after nights like tonight.
If only the Ultimate Warrior was alive, he would have stopped what happened tonight. Wow, we have mostly Austin votes, except for Nick, who went with Warrior.
We know Nick is not a good decision maker.
Yeah, and he likes seeing Triple H getting sandbagged all the time, so.
So there you go. So Austin and Austin move on. So next time they meet, they'll facing each other. So next week on the All-Time Greatest.
Weird. Just weird.
Yeah. Next time on the All-Time Greatest, Shawn Michaels' Boyhood Dream Comes True versus the Goldberg Brock Lesnar Hall of Fame reaction. And then our final one for the first round is Randy Savage and Miss Elizabeth reunite at WrestleMania 7. But it also includes Ultimate Warrior retires Randy Savage. Which of those two moments was the bigger moment from WrestleMania 7? So that will be on the next time on the All-Time Greatest.
Ooh.
Yeah, a little change up at the end of it.
Little different. Yeah, there you go. All right, well, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Time now for some Wrestle Talk Radio quick hits. Wow. That's right. It's that part of the show where our panel has 60 seconds to answer sometimes outrageous and ridiculous questions posed to them.
Wow.
Step up to the plate and get ready for some Wrestle Talk Radio quick hits.
Oh, I love our chat room. I really, really do. All right. Tim, we'll start with you. If you can only smell one thing for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Apple pie.
Why apple pie?
My mother's apple pie.
Why your mother's apple pie?
Because ain't nothing smells as good as mommy's apple pie.
Thank God it's not last night.
Yes. Set that quote to porn music. It's very different.
Yeah. As said in the chat room, he wants to smell his mother's pie?
All right, no, an actual pie. You bake in the oven, you perverts, fuck off. Don't dare talk about my mother that way. That's, I will kill
you. You will kill us?
I will kill you.
Why?
I already tried to kill you, but you didn't go outside, goddammit. Yeah. I set that goddamn snowstorm just so it would kill you, but it didn't work.
Oh, and because, you know, you brought up the music. There's some porn music for you.
No, get rid of that. Just let's move on. I gotta go.
Alright. Omega, if you could only smell one thing for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Similar to the baking, I'd probably go cinnamon rolls.
Why?
Because it's one of the more pleasant things you can smell at any one time.
There you go. Tim, who is your favorite Sarah?
My favorite Sarah?
Yeah.
How many Sarahs are there? Oh my god. My favorite Sarah used to be Sarah Stock, who you guys will know as Sarita.
And why is that, Tim?
Well, she used to wrestle out here in Calgary, of course. Canadian gal, came from the East Coast, got her start in wrestling in Calgary. And I was actually at one point in time building a website, building her website. Really good. She's just a sweetheart.
This is Sarah Stock, and you're listening to the triple threat of the Internet, Wrestle Talk Radio.
God, that's old.
How fast did I pull that one up, too, though?
That's impressive. But if you're looking at, you know, at other things, like my other favorite Sarah would be Sarah Silverman, because she's, you know, a comedian. But makes me laugh.
There you go. And Omega, who is your favorite Beth?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of how many Beths there are.
The one that keeps calling Peter Criss from Kiss?
Jesus Christ.
It's going to be Beth. Like,
it's going to be Beth Phoenix because it's the only one I can fucking think of.
You can use her.
No, I can't. I think Edge would have a problem with that.
Yeah, well, there's that, yeah.
She might not appreciate getting used either.
Probably not. And then she's snapping like a wishbone.
Yeah, there is that.
All right. So that's the title of it.
That's it.
All right, I'll do it.
That'll do it. We're done. It's over already?
Yeah, we're done.
Wow. Hey, everybody, thanks for joining us right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network for another edition of WTR Sunday Night. Don't forget, you can catch us on the go no matter where you are. The reason why Nick Diddy is no longer in the chat room, he's driving home. He's listening to us on the TuneIn app in his car in Japan. All you got to do is download it to your mobile device or whatever, you know, whatever handheld device you got. Search for Wild Talk Radio Network and listen for free no matter where you go or what you're doing. You don't have to be stuck to your computer at home or laptop or whatever. Thanks once again to PW Mania for affiliating with us. PW Mania for all your news and views. Check them out, www.pwmania.com. Tomorrow night, the fun's not over because we got more programming for you immediately following Ross the Raw post-show, approximately 11:10 p.m. Eastern, 9:10 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, and Rock will team up, usually he does, with Lindsay to try to deliver a three-hour show to you inside of 20 minutes.
We'll recap everything that goes down on the post-Royal Rumble edition of Monday Night Raw, where they celebrate a new king. It's the Raw Post Show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern.
An old king who looked old as fuck tonight, by the way.
Yeah, he did. He looked like an old man.
Anyway, continue on, Tim.
Wow, Thursday night, 10 p.m. again, Eastern time. It's another edition of the multi-time, multi-award-winning The Rack. Don't forget to vote for The Rack with the Wrestling Radio Awards. You can vote once a day. Do it. We want them to win again because, well, shit, you know, Lindsay deserves it.
WrestlingRadioAwards.com. Check out The Rack this Thursday night. We will be talking NXT. We'll talk all the news you can handle. We'll talk all about the Royal Rumble. And I'll actually be able to say the words that I've been wanting to say for 2 hours. Check it out.
Shut up, Rock.
It's The Rack. Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. Go back and listen to last week's episode where we talked to director of At What Cost? An Anatomy of Pro Wrestling, Mark Chervinsky. So check it out. RackRadioShow.com, Rack Radio Show on Facebook, and the Twitter. Follow Lindsay on Twitter, at LindsOrd.
Saturday night, midnight-ish, or as close as we get to it, another edition of the Wild, the Wacky, the Weird, the Wild, the Unusual, the Zany, the Crazy, CB Radio. That's right, X-Rated Radio, fun for the whole family.
Family-friendly entertainment. It is CB Radio. We are 2 episodes away.
Yeah, if your family's the Osbournes.
Exactly. So Lone Jabber can put this in his calendar. We are 2 episodes away. This Saturday night will be 4:19, which means 2 weeks, 4:20 CB Radio. Follow the show on Twitter at CB Radio Live, Facebook.com/CB Radio Live. Check out the website, CBRadioLive.com. And when a celebrity dies, use the hashtag Blame Rob.
Yeah, Rob, take a month off, fucker. Yeah, follow Wild Talk Radio on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio. Check out Wild Talk Radio on Facebook, facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Join the group, facebook.com/groups/Wild Talk Radio Network. Check out WTR Sunday Night on Facebook, facebook.com/WTR Sunday Night. Hey, follow me on the Twitters, not once, but twice. Easily. You can follow my main Twitter account at Flames Forums. You can also follow my other Twitter account, which is about to get extremely busy, at Man Kitchen TV. You can also check out my currently used Facebook account. Join, add me as a friend. All you got to do is go to facebook.com/menchefs. If Mace was here, he would tell you to follow him on the Twitter machines. That's the nice thing, because that's what he does. Don't look for him on Facebook, because that's for friends and family only. You're not invited. Also, he happens to do WTR Games Garage, if I could remember the URL.
YouTube.com/WTR Games Garage. Check out his other work at theouterhaven.net for all of his other geeky, weirdy things. I don't know. That's all I got.
That, I think, is pretty much the tweets. Now, I'm not even going to attempt Omega's because he's got 10 times the...
Omega? We have to have a talk, Omega.
Well, we'll let him do it.
No,
he's got 10 times the stuff.
Hold on. I'm trying to plug his stuff. Hold on. Don't...
do it. He's here.
Shut up, Tim. Why do you put out videos where you need to wear sunglasses? Can you explain this, sir?
He was up late tonight.
Look, I'm...
We have
every now
talk.
And then, I review something that's fluorescent, okay?
But we shouldn't have to wear sunglasses.
You're a closet alcoholic and you're hiding red eye. Don't lie.
Look. You don't even know what you're talking about.
Wait, no, I'm the alcoholic of the group. Sorry, never
rocks
mind.
Rocks in on the joke. You are off in the moon somewhere.
Right, I'm trying to help plug his stuff, Tim. Shut up.
Yeah, I have no clue. I'm just like, whatever. Because you guys... fill me in on shit, so...
I read Facebook and his YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Make up my own stuff.
Which you can find where, Omega?
Well, since you were looking on Facebook, that was over at TJ Reviews. But, following me anywhere else, it is at TJ Omega on Twitter. It may or may not be a Tumblr soon.
What?
I actually take some time and actually make it look like something.
Wow.
And, of course, there's also tgomega.org, which is in the middle of a facelift, as well as the YouTube channel where most of my content is and where new content goes up every single weekday over at TJ Omega. And, yeah, my most recent review, kind of in the same vein as the New Day's outfits.
Yeah, check out his stuff.
Right? Colorful?
Yeah, it is. Check out his stuff, TJ Omega, on... all over the place. YouTube, Facebook, well, that's reviews, and Twitter. Now wrap us up, Tim.
I was reading King Kittens. Omega and a Tumblr. That's not good.
Probably not.
No, probably not.
Yeah.
No.
So, thanks for joining us, everybody. Hope you enjoyed our show. If you enjoyed Rumble, great. If you didn't, great, because it's like up to you. Don't let anybody tell you what you like and don't like. It's all up to you to decide that on your own for yourself. Next week, are we going to have a WTR show? We're not sure. If there is one, I won't be around. I'm spending the evening with my kid. He's actually treating his dad to a hockey game, which is, you know, that's a nice thing.
He's going to go watch the Flames lose, so there you go.
We're actually going to go watch the Hitmen win.
Well, good team.
Yeah, it's a little different.
You're finding a good team.
Just pay attention to social media throughout the week, and you'll know by Sunday afternoon if they're doing a show Sunday night.
Say goodbye, Tim.
Goodbye, Tim.